We come in our scripture reading this morning to Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. It's found on page 1206 in your pew Bible. Romans 14, 1 through 12. The Apostle Paul is continuing to explain to the Christians in Rome what it means to be a Christian, what it's particularly like and supposed to be like living together with one another. There are ways to deal with those outside of the faith, of course, as he's saying, and the way we ought to carry ourselves with those outside of the church and those whom God has placed in authority over us. But there are particular ways we're to live with one another in Christ, as those in Christ united to the Lord Jesus, also being in communion and fellowship with one another, with fellow believers. And it's a struggle, isn't it, sometimes? The Apostle Paul knows that. He's dealing with people who are coming from Jewish and Gentile backgrounds, and there's a particular struggle, perhaps, as indicated by Paul here, with those coming out from under the Mosaic ceremonies and laws of all of that. And there's a bit of tension and struggle and various opinions on perhaps certain kinds of food. And this is not a text, by the way, that we go to say that, you're a sinner if you're a vegetarian. And by the way, this is not a text to come to that we say to people that, you can just pick any day you choose to worship the Lord. That's not what the Apostle Paul is addressing here. He's not addressing the Christian Sabbath. The Sunday is the Lord's Day. It is the Christian Sabbath, and it is a day of worship. It is the day of worship that the saints are to gather together on. And so that's not what the Apostle Paul is addressing here. He's addressing Mosaic ceremonial Jewish festivals and the like, and those sorts of things. And he's explaining to people, as he's describing those who would be considered stronger in the faith, more mature, those who are weaker in the faith, not yet fully understanding every jot and tittle of every doctrine, or perhaps there are people, sometimes we might put it in the context of those who are coming to understand things of what we call the Reformed faith and those kinds of doctrines. And there's a real application here from the Apostle Paul to say we should be patient with one another. There should be humility. There should be those who are weaker in the faith, a desire to grow in the Lord and to be patient as well. It goes both ways. And so there are a couple of times throughout this text that the Apostle Paul urges sort of both parties, if you will, both sides, to not despise those whom God has welcomed. And so we ought to have that kind of manner and heart and attitude towards one another. It's not, Paul is not saying we sacrifice truth for the sake of peace and unity. He's not saying we condone immorality and sin. But he is saying we're to be patient with one another. You know, there's sometimes we don't have to address every problem that we see with one another. Someone makes a mistake over something. It's okay to be patient with people and pray for them and maybe ask questions in love. And that's what he's talking about here, that we not despise one another. Well, with those things in mind, let's give our attention to God's holy word. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible word. May he add his blessings to it.